Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Automatic Lens Thrusting Rotating Sucking Masturbation Cup from Acme Joy. So this, it's basically a spinning robot pussy, but it's one of the ones that spins and telescopes. So it has a hole here, and it doesn't feel like sex. It feels like maybe a glory hole hand job. So you stick your dick through the hole here, and inside this chamber, there's a smaller insert that spins and telescopes like this. And I've reviewed many toys like this. This one feels like it's a cheaper version. Like, it doesn't have a transparent window where you can see the mechanism go up and down. It's using, like, you can see that it cut a lot of corners. The plastic is very simple, so that they went with a very simple design. And I'm not sure, this might just be my model, but listen. You can hear something rattling around. So I was a little bit unsure about this toy because it feels cheap. It looks cheap. It feels cheap. Now, let's compare this to an older... This is a spinning robot pussy that's about the same kind of design. Now, this is from Leighton. Leighton makes very high-end sex toys. So this is a Leighton toy that works the same way. It has a hole at the top, and the inner chamber spins and rotates. Except... I was actually very surprised from the Acme Joy toy, because the Acme Joy toy is more powerful than the Leighton. So if you judge this by its cover, you would expect the Leighton toy to have more features because it clearly looks better. It's like more aesthetically pleasing. But the Acme Joy is actually much more powerful, and it's really cheap. Like, yes, they did cut corners, but the thing is, the corners they cut weren't necessary for the function of the toy. So it's style over substance over style, rather. Anyway, before we do the side-by-side comparison, let me show you the Acme Joy's features. Now, it's called the lens because it looks like a camera lens, or it looks like a really, really meaty lightsaber. So if you got big old hands, you could like pretend this is like your lightsaber. It's kind of the same thing. In fact, fun fact, if you didn't know this about Star Wars, the lightsabers were camera lenses. Originally, the lightsaber props were just camera lenses, and that's why lightsabers look the way they do. Anyway, all right. So, here at the top is the cap, and you can see it's very loose. Again, they cut some corners with the shell. This is where the charger plugs in. It's USB powered, and it uses a magnetic charger. Let me see if I can pick it up right here. So it sticks on it, and that's how it charges. So there you go. All right, the cap comes off. It has a vagina shaped, and it has kind of a sticky, jelly-like material, and it comes right off. So you can see it's got a very basic plastic design. You can see the divots in the insert, and these kind of go around this lip, and it holds this hole in. And it's very, like I said, it's kind of a sticky, kind of a jelly substance. And what this does is this just... Hold on, let me see if I can get this in. Oh my goodness, get in there. All right. What this does is this cushions you as you're thrusting into it. Like, you can push on it. You can see that the jelly kind of, the jelly insert cushions the impact. So that's what this does. Now, you're not actually having, I mean, there is some, I guess there's some tightness, some pleasure to be had going in and out of this insert. It comes with a spare one in case you tear it. So you have the one that, you have two of these vagina inserts. But as you can see, there isn't much to it. So if you're relying on this, you're going to be disappointed. This is basically just the insertion kind of hole. Inside the toy is now I can't really show you the inside of the toy because, again, this one doesn't have a window on it. But you can see there's an open closed kind of arrow. So we're going to open this up. All right, so this is what the inside of the toy looks like. And it has a cup made of the same material. And you can see there's room for it to telescope. And when you take this out, you can clean it out. You don't want to put this whole thing underwater. You want to take the cup out of the cage, rinse that out, and then put it back. Do not put this whole thing underwater because this part is not waterproof, but this is. And there's like a waterproof gasket at the bottom. So if you're using this like horizontally and some of your jizz comes out and goes down into this area, you can still clean this out. The cage does not come out, it's screwed in, but you can easily clean around in this chamber. Just do not rinse this whole thing in the sink or you will break it. Anyway, just to show you what this looks like, since I can't show you it with it put together, I'll turn it on. All right. And basically this middle button with the little spinning thing is speed. And then this one is direction. So it changed direction. So it changes direction. That's basically it. All right. Turn it up. Anyway, so that's it. So what you do is you put this together like this and you can kind of, you get the picture. Imagine this is all put together. You put your dick in it and this thing is like spinning and rotating on your dick. All right, so nothing crazy. All right, so again, to show you how this works, you have, here's the Leighton. It works the same way. Let me turn this on. So I said, let me turn this on. Come on, there we go. All right, so here's the Leighton. It does the same thing. And you could turn it up to like, let's do a side by side. So this is the Leighton at full power. It's a little bit slower, I guess. All right, so here's where the kind of the rubber meets the road. I'm gonna try to stick my finger in this and stop this toy. I'll show you what I'm talking about. I was really easily able to stop this. I can just, a little bit of pressure, I can stop this toy. I'm applying just a little bit of pressure and I can stop this toy. Got it? Now I may be breaking it, I don't know. But it doesn't stop the way the Leighton one does. And if I put enough pressure on it, it does stop. But okay, now if I put this in, let me put the back on, right? So I had to kind of turn it to the side. Let me try to do that from the top. Okay. I guess it's about the same. Oh, hold on. You can see it like this. Anyway. All right. So that's about it. It's about as powerful. It's about as powerful. Now, though, I wanted to show you how to clean up. All right, so this part comes off pretty easily. And you take this part out, and you rinse it out, dump it, whatever you gotta do. Now, to get it back in, there's like, you see these little divots? There's like little kind of a texture thing. They go in these holes. The problem is, because it's made of this jelly material, it's really hard to get down in there. So you're gonna need like some kind of a stick. I'm just using this Tibetan singing bowl mallet. Say like that. You need some kind of stick. It doesn't come with one, which I thought was like, it should have come with one, but it's just any kind of stick will do. A pencil will work. And that's it. And then you can put this back on. And then you can put the cap back over the little lip. So it cleans up really easily if you can figure out how this, there we go. Anyway, so that's it. Now, I prefer the toys that just spin rather than spin and telescope. I've just noticed that the spinning telescoping toys tend to be less powerful than the ones which just spin. So is this the greatest spinning robot pussy I've ever used? No. But is this a really good sub $100 spinning robot pussy? Yes. This is probably the most powerful sub $100 spinning robot pussy I've reviewed. So for its price point, it's great. But if you're willing to spend a little more, there are better spinning robot pussies out there for you. But if you are on a budget, or if you want to try something out that's cheap, less than $100, you really can't go wrong with this. Don't get put off by its cheap looking kind of design. They basically did this to keep the price low. But when it comes to function, it functions just like a toy, twice its price. So don't get too turned off by the aesthetic. It does look like a camera lens. That's okay. Don't get too worked up about it. You get an extra thing, which actually usually you don't get. Even with the Leighton, you don't get an extra like cap whereas you get an extra cap for this. Now, little word of warning, this jelly material, I've seen this before with other toys, this can tear. So just be aware, this is why they gave you the extra cap. This material can tear because it's very soft and very stretchy. But, you know, it is what it is. So, but for $100, you really can't go wrong. So if you're on a budget and you're looking for an entry-level spinning rubber pussy, just to give it a shot, and you don't want to spend like over $100, this is probably a really good entry point because it's less than $90. And that's without a coupon code. With a coupon code, you're going to save even more. So check out the automatic lens thrusting rotating. Oh, by the way, it says sucking. It says thrusting, rotating, sucking. There's no sucking. I don't know where they got the sucking from. Now, they could have put some type of a suction, you know, mechanism, but there isn't one. So I don't know where they got that. That's a little false advertising. So, you know, I got to dock some points for that. But other than the false advertising saying that it's a sucking toy, which it isn't, it's a good toy, especially for its price point. So if you're interested in this toy, check out the coupon code and you can save a little bit of more money. Just if you already have a better spinning rubber pussy like the Revy one, now the Revy one is like $400. So obviously it's much better than this, but it's also $400. So if you've already got a more expensive one, this is kind of a downgrade. But if you've never tried a spinning rubber pussy, or if you're on a budget, you're looking for something cheap, then check this out. So thank you, Acme Joy, for sending me this toy. Use the coupon code, save a little bit of money. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time.